This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Friday. I am about to sit down and work on my monthly review of the previous month. And so it's a perfect time to remind you of your ability to reflect and to look backwards. And what I'm noticing, I'll just tell you right off the bat, that my temptation, if you will, my default natural instinct is if there's something that I don't like, I am defaulting to working harder. And oftentimes, if you study like Price Pritchett or Joe Dispenza or any of these guys who talk about this topic, the fastest path to burnout is to just work harder at something that's not working. So you want the things you work on to actually work. Like, you don't want to work on something that doesn't work. And if your default is to just power through all of the time, you'll miss the triggers and you'll miss the pieces of data. You'll miss the easier way. You'll miss the better path. And so I'm challenging myself as we move into a new month to really purposefully think and reflect on what are the things that I'm doing that are not effective? What am I working on that is not working? And there's only three categories when we get to this. It's like, what do you want? What do you want in your life? What do you need to do less of or stop doing completely? What do you need to suppress? Or what are the people around you that you need to suppress? Number two, the neutral category. These things are fine. Check them off. Number three, what do I need to start doing or do more of? And when you can organize your life like a chessboard and answer this question on a monthly basis, all of a sudden you get really, really smart because we're able to sit and reflect on not just whether it's working or not, but whether it should be working. What are we actually doing? I had a call with somebody a couple of days ago, one of our chamber clients inside of one of the brands, TWC, and said, look, before we solve this issue, let me just fact check with you. Is this the right thing you want to solve? Are you even playing the right game? Because it sounds like you're wanting to win a game that you saw someone else win, and therefore you just had the idea to go play it and win it. But I don't know if this is the game you want to play. They're like, I don't think it is. It's like, well, why solve something if the solution to the problem is not going to give us the result we want? Leave the problem unsolved. Some fires deserve to burn. You have to know through this reflection period, what things do I need to go solve versus I'm trying to solve the problem for a faulty game. Anyways, that's all I got. Happy Friday. Take it. Enjoy it. Love you. Goodbye.